Hi, I'm Rob Pritchard and I'm the sports editor at Manx Radio. Back in April of this year, Isle of Man professional boxer Jay Burden was due to take part in her first ever title fight in the UK. However, at short notice, the event itself was cancelled, leaving the Ireland competitor in a tough place and considering her future in the sport. But since then, things have changed. The showdown has since been rescheduled to Saturday the 13th of June and we'll see Burden face Katie Smith for the Commonwealth Silver Super Featherweight title in Bolton. With the fire inside rekindled, I've been catching up with Jade ahead of this weekend's fight to find out what it would mean to her to bring a belt back to the Isle of Man, and also how she's coped with the challenges of the last few months since the original date was called off.
Yeah, it means a lot. I think after I had the news of the last one, I was ready to jack it in because, you know, what you have to put yourself through mentally and physically, you know, it takes a lot. And I generally just did not know if I had the strength again to go again so soon. But yeah, I think I owe it to myself. I've been dedicated. I've just kept my head down. I've been patient. So yeah, and now I've got my chance again. So yeah, just really grateful and just wrapping myself up in cotton wool this week just to make sure I get there on Saturday okay.
Indeed. And obviously after what happened last time, I mean, we saw the outpouring of support that you got as well. I mean, there were people even willing to put up donations, financial donations to try and make it happen in some way, shape or form. So when all that was going on, and obviously, like you say, you found yourself in a pretty tough place. What did it mean to see how many people rallying around you to try and get this back on?
Yeah, it honestly, I was so like touched by everyone's support and obviously the outpour that I got from people. It was just it really just gave me a bit of a kick up the backside again, to be honest with you, because, you know, I was feeling a little bit down in the dumps, feeling a bit sorry for myself. But, you know, obviously I do this for myself, but knowing that I've got all these people behind me, you know, I also do it for them. So yeah, I'm going into Saturday, you know, so determined, so fired up, and I'm really, really ready to go. But yeah, obviously just so grateful to everyone that's helped and supported, because without those donations, the fight wouldn't be going ahead this weekend, because, you know, it is at a cost, and everyone's got to get paid at the end of the day. So yeah, I can't wait.
Now, of course, it'll have been a hard reset, if you like, from the original date being called off to this. So over the last couple of weeks, getting yourself, like you say, both physically and mentally prepared again, how have those preparations been over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's been good. I think I just kind of, after the fight got cancelled, I kind of stepped away from it for a couple of weeks. I came home for a week and seen my friends and family. And then, yeah, I think the first couple of weeks back into a camp, I did struggle because I just felt like, I don't know, I think my motivation was a little bit low. So yeah, but once I kind of got up and running again, I've been fine and I've been flying. And do you know what? Like, everything that's been learned in that camp, you know, it's not gone to waste, because, you know, I've learned even more so from this one. So I'm really, really looking forward to going, putting a performance in there on Saturday.
And just on the point you were making there about, you know, you've got yourself fired back up again, that it was difficult to start with, but going into an event like this, how much does it kind of, especially in the weeks leading up to it, how much does it kind of rekindle the fire inside of you to try and prove something to yourself and others in some ways?
Yeah, 100%. And I think it just goes back to like how much I've sacrificed. You know, it's kind of like since the, you know, competing at the Commonwealth Games, my life has solely been about boxing for the past 4 years. You know, I've not really been, you know, I've not had a full-time job since then. I've been kind of like part-time working at a bar, going without, you know, being skint all the time. But, you know, it's totally my choice. And, you know, I do it because I really, really want to do it. And I owe it to myself. I've put the time and effort in. And you know what? More so as well, like I wanna bring a belt back to the Isle of Man. Like, that is literally my dream, and I have the opportunity on Saturday to do that. So, yeah, the fire's there, it's burning, and I'm hopefully put a performance on that'll blow her away on Saturday.
And just a little bit off what you've just said, then, you know, the idea of potentially bringing back a title to the Isle of Man, I mean, particularly given the context of all the frustrations you've been through over the last couple of months, just what would that mean to you to see all that hard work yet again being rewarded?
Yeah, you know what, I'm in a position now where some people only kind of dream about is fighting for a Commonwealth title. So for me, it's kind of, you know, I never, as an amateur, I didn't ever think I'd go pro. Then I've gone pro and, you know, I've done what's needed to. I've got an opportunity, I've taken it with both hands, and you know, I've worked my backside off. So yeah, I think we all have dreams, don't we? And you know, I've got a chance to reach my dream on Saturday night. So yeah, Honestly, it'll mean the absolute world, and I can't wait to get back on that boat with that belt and show it off when I get home.
A little bit on your opponent. Obviously, you've had to wait for this quite a long time. So, I mean, what have you been able to kind of learn about who you're coming up against this weekend?
Well, I've fought her in the amateurs, funnily enough, but that was like, you know, getting on nearly 10 years ago. So I can't really take much from that, but I know she did beat me on a split. So she's kind of got one up on me in the amateurs. But, you know, this is the pro game. I know that she's a very front foot fighter, but so am I. So she'll have a task at hand, you know, trying to be on the front foot with me, because all I do intend is just to push her back. But yeah, look, I'm just going to give it my all and do, you know, get the win by any means possible. Yeah, and I'll do anything to get my hand raised on the night.
Just two more questions. I suppose, you know, if you get the result you want this weekend and bring that title back to the Islanders, you say you want to do, what's the next step from there in your boxing career, if you like?
Yeah, well, my name's going to be mentioned with a few other girls in the division, which is fine. And I've been asked questions about them. But to be honest with you, like, I've not really batted an eyelid at me, because I'm literally just in the now and only think about today. And obviously, I'm not looking past Katie Smith. But, you know, obviously, it does open other doors. It does give me options. It kind of, you know, it puts me up there, gets my name out there. So, yeah, we have a few ideas. But, yeah, look, I'm just going to get the job done this Saturday, and then we'll see what's what then.
And just finally, on a more general note, of course, you're not going to be the only Pro Manx boxer that's going to be in action over the next couple of weeks, because, of course, a week after you're in the ring, Jamie Devine's in the ring, and he's fighting for his first title, incidentally, a Commonwealth title as well. So if you were to both, you know, considering, you know, since you worked together back in, like, you know, the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham in 2022, several years have passed. If you were both able separately to, you know, to achieve those, your first ever titles, how good would that be, not just for you both, but for boxing on the Isle of Man?
Oh, it's massive. I think it'll just show kind of how far boxing's come on the island. And, you know, I truly feel like if we can both get it done, then, you know, it should be something that should be celebrated, you know, how far we've come. And, you know, hopefully, you know, it can inspire the younger generation or people that have not even walked into a boxing club to maybe want to do it as well and think maybe I could do that. But, you know, for me, Rob, off the back of this, like, more than anything, I would love to box at home in front of everybody. Like, I think, you know, being away, trying to sell tickets, getting people to pay for the boat, plane, hotels, tickets, it's a big expense, and I do really appreciate that people come and spend the hard-earned money. But I think it's time that we had something back home. You know, and I think we would sell the place out 10 times over. So maybe that's something in the future that we can try and push on and get done.
Actually, yeah, sorry, just one final question. From what you've said there, really, about, you know, hosting fights on the Isle of Man. I know there's a couple of other, you know, the likes of Sam Rennie, for example, he would be open to that if the stars aligned to get, and not just the kind of major names like yourself from the island, but also maybe opportunities for some of the younger athletes based locally as well to box in front of a big home crowd. You know, how far would something like that go, like you say, to promoting the sport locally?
Yeah, like, I think there's a few big hurdles that we have to look at first. It's obviously with the territory of boxing comes, you know, brain injuries. So it's being able to make sure that we've got the right, you know, logistics in place that if something bad was to happen, that we can get people to wherever they need to be in a quick space of time. But, you know, given that we host the Isle of Man TT, it's, you know, we're very well equipped. But, you know, we just need to make sure that we can do all these things. And, you know, I know for a fact that people from the Isle of Man would turn out and we would put on a great event and a great show. And, you know, it could be something that we could do once or twice a year, and it would bring people to the Isle of Man that would not normally come to the Isle of Man, and they can see how much of an amazing place it is. So, yeah, let's keep that on a pause for now, and, you know, maybe it's something that I can really try and push eventually when I get home. You know, I've not been on the island for 4 months, so I'm really missing home, but I can't wait to get back, and let's see what we can get sorted out in the future.
Thank you for having the stamina to make it to the end of the Manx Radio Sportscast. You're clearly someone who has their eye on the ball at all times. Want to hear more about the latest sporting news across the Isle of Man and much more? Then might I recommend you take the plunge and subscribe to this series or a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so that, in a flash, all of our finest moments take a winner's place on your smartphone. Thank you.